Welcome to the AQA A-Level PE Study Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most important topics in your specification, skill classification and transfer of learning. This is topic 2.1, and it comes up in every single exam series, so stick with me for the next 10 minutes and you'll walk away with everything you need to nail those exam questions. Let's start with the big picture. When we talk about skill classification, we're asking, what kind of skill is this, and what makes it different from another skill? And when we talk about transfer of learning, we're asking, how does learning one skill affect learning another? These two ideas are deeply connected, and examiners love to test them together. So let's break them down properly. Section 1, the six skill classification continuums. Here's the key thing you must understand from the start. Skills don't fit neatly into boxes. They exist on a sliding scale, what we call a continuum. So when an examiner asks you to classify a skill, they don't want a simple yes or no. They want you to place it on a continuum and justify why. There are six continuums you need to know. I'm going to give you a mnemonic to remember them. MECPDO. That stands for muscular involvement, environmental influence, continuity, pacing, difficulty, and organization. Say it with me. MECPDO. Muscular, environmental, continuity, pacing, difficulty, organization. Brilliant. Let's go through each one. Number one, muscular involvement. This continuum runs from fine at one end to gross at the other. Fine motor skills involve small muscle groups and require precision and accuracy. Think of a dart throw or an archer releasing an arrow. Gross motor skills use large muscle groups and generate power. Think of a sprinter exploding out of the blocks or a rugby player making a tackle. Most skills in sports sit somewhere in the middle, but you need to justify where you place them. Number two, environmental influence. This is the famous open versus closed continuum, and it's the one that comes up most often. A closed skill is performed in a stable, predictable environment where the performer controls the timing and execution. A gymnast performing a floor routine, a swimmer doing front crawl, a golfer taking a shot from a tee. An open skill is performed in an unpredictable, constantly changing environment where the performer must react to external factors. A rugby player making a pass under pressure, a basketball player dribbling past defenders. Remember, the environment drives the classification, not the skill itself. A football pass in training on your own is more closed. The same pass in a live match is more open. Number three, continuity. This runs from discrete at one end through serial to continuous at the other. A discrete skill has a clear beginning and end, a penalty kick, a tennis serve, a shot put throw. A continuous skill has no clear start or finish. Swimming, cycling, running. A serial skill is a sequence of discrete skills linked together. A gymnastics routine, a triple jump. Examiners love asking about serial skills, so make sure you can define and exemplify them clearly. Number four, pacing. This runs from self-paced to externally paced. A self-paced skill is one where the performer controls the timing. A golfer choosing when to swing, a gymnast deciding when to begin a routine. An externally paced skill is controlled by the environment or an opponent. A batsman reacting to a bowler, a goalkeeper reacting to a penalty. This links beautifully to the open-close continuum, so use both together in longer answers for extra marks. Number five, difficulty. This runs from simple to complex. A simple skill has few decisions to make and a low perceptual load. Walking, jogging. A complex skill requires lots of decision-making, high perceptual load, and advanced coordination. A triple jump, a basketball fast break. Here's a common mistake to avoid. Difficulty is about the number of decisions and perceptual demands, not about how hard it is to physically execute. Don't confuse difficulty with organization. They are different continuums. Number six, organization. This runs from low organization to high organization. A low organization skill can be broken down into subroutines and practiced in parts. A swimming stroke, where you can practice the arm action separately from the leg kick. A high organization skill has subroutines that are so tightly linked they cannot be separated without losing the integrity of the skill. A golf swing, a javelin throw. This distinction is crucial for coaching decisions, which we'll come back to. So there you have it. MECPDO, six continuums. And the golden rule, always place a skill on the continuum. Don't just say it's open or closed. Use the phrase towards the open end of the continuum or closer to the gross end. That language earns you marks. Section 2, transfer of learning. Now let's move on to transfer of learning. This is where things get really interesting and where a lot of candidates lose marks by confusing their definitions. Transfer of learning refers to the influence that the learning or performance of one skill has on the learning or performance of another skill. There are several types, and you need to know all of them. Type 1, positive transfer. This is when learning one skill helps you learn another. The classic example, learning a tennis serve helps you learn a badminton serve because the overhead throwing action, the weight transfer, and the timing are all similar. The theoretical explanation for this is identical elements theory, proposed by Thorndike. The more elements two skills share, the same stimulus, the same response, the same movement pattern, the more positive transfer will occur. Examiners specifically want you to reference identical elements theory in higher mark questions. Type 2. Negative transfer. This is when learning one skill actually interferes with learning another. The classic example, a squash player learning tennis. In squash, you use a short, punchy wrist flick. In tennis, you need a long, smooth follow-through. The ingrained squash habit actively interferes with the tennis technique. Negative transfer is usually temporary, but it can be significant, especially if the first skill is very well learned or grooved. Type 3, zero transfer. This is when learning one skill has absolutely no effect, positive or negative, on learning another. Learning to swim has zero transfer to learning to play chess. The skills share no common elements whatsoever. Type 4, bilateral transfer. This is the transfer of a skill from one limb to the other, from the dominant side to the non-dominant side, or vice versa. A footballer who has learned to shoot powerfully with their right foot can use bilateral transfer to develop their left foot. A coach might have a player practice a skill with their dominant hand first, then transfer that learning to the non-dominant hand. This is hugely practical, and examiners love applied questions about it. Now, here's the one that trips up almost every candidate. The difference between proactive and retroactive transfer. Proactive transfer. Previous learning affects new learning. The direction is forward in time. Skill A, which you learned first, influences how you learn skill B. Think, pro means forward. Proactive goes forward. Example, your previously learned tennis serve proactively transfers to your new badminton serve. Retroactive transfer. New learning affects previous learning. The direction is backward in time. Skill B, which you are currently learning, goes back and affects your previously learned skill A. Think, retro means backward. Retroactive goes back. Example, learning the squash wrist flick retroactively interferes with your previously learned tennis technique. Say it out loud. Proactive goes forward. Retroactive goes backward. Write it on a sticky note and put it on your mirror. Section 3, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about how to actually get the marks in the exam. The most important technique for classification questions is what I call state, explain, apply. First, state the classification. The shot put is a closed skill. Then, explain the definition. A closed skill is performed in a stable, predictable environment where the performer controls the timing. Then, apply it to the specific example. In the shot put, the environment does not change, there are no opponents to react to, and the athlete initiates the movement in their own time. 3 steps, every time, guaranteed marks. For transfer questions in 8 or 15 mark essays, you need to go further. Evaluate how a coach can use transfer theory to design practice sessions. For example, to maximize positive transfer, a coach should ensure the practice environment closely mirrors the game environment. This is the principle of identical elements. To minimize negative transfer, the coach should ensure the first skill is thoroughly grooved before introducing the second skill, so there is less interference. For bilateral transfer, the coach should use the dominant limb first to build a strong motor program, then introduce the non-dominant limb. Common mistakes. Number 1, reversing proactive and retroactive. I cannot stress this enough. Proactive goes forward, retroactive goes backward. Number 2, vague examples. Don't say a pass in football. Say a pass by a midfielder in a dynamic, high-pressure Premier League match where the environment is constantly changing due to moving opponents. Specificity earns marks. Number 3. Saying a skill is open or closed rather than placing it on a continuum. Always use continuum language. Number 4. Confusing difficulty with organization. Difficulty is about decisions and perceptual load. Organization is about whether subroutines can be separated. Section 4, quickfire recall quiz. Right, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Question 1. What does MESPDO stand for? Think muscular involvement, environmental influence, continuity, pacing, difficulty, organization. Question 2. What theory explains positive transfer? Think identical elements theory proposed by Thorndike. Question 3. Proactive transfer. Does previous learning affect new learning, or does new learning affect previous learning? Think previous learning affects new learning. Proactive goes forward. Question 4. Give one example of bilateral transfer in sport. Think a footballer using their right foot to develop their left foot shooting technique. Question 5. A gymnast performing a floor routine. Where does this sit on the environmental influence continuum and why? Think towards the closed end. Because the environment is stable and predictable, the gymnast controls the timing and there are no opponents to react to. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on proactive versus retroactive, go back and review that section. It comes up every year. Section 5, summary and sign off. Let's wrap up. Today we covered the 6 skill classification continuums, MEPDO, and the importance of placing skills on a sliding scale rather than in fixed categories. We covered the 4 types of transfer: positive, negative, 0, and bilateral. And we covered the crucial distinction between proactive transfer, which goes forward in time, and retroactive transfer, which goes backward. For your exam, remember 3 things. 1, use the state, explain, apply method for every classification question. 2, always reference identical elements theory when discussing positive transfer. 3, never reverse proactive and retroactive. Proactive goes forward, retroactive goes backward. You've got this. Keep practicing, keep retrieving, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck!